Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And as always, we will start out by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn about the magical CC Love. And, of course, the computer decided it would not accept my little click. So, give me a second. I was actually prepared. I had everything fired up everywhere it needed to be. And, of course, then it decided not to do what I wanted it to do. I have to stop making this kind of decision about Tuesday and Thursday mornings. I expect the computers not to work, and I need to let go of that expectation because I keep creating what I expect, and I don't want to create that anymore. So even I am learning and growing through the result of all that we are doing. And apparently I haven't completely let it go yet because they're still not doing what I want them to do. Okay, I'm going to have to restart things and all kinds of interesting phenomena. Yeah, and we've got another little barker in the house. All right, so I will tell you about me. And I rewrote this whole thing, so I'll tell you the me version of who I am. Here we go. Hello, everyone. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healer practitioner, a master's solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And I stand in unconditional love during every session I have, which makes every session a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to be. And you can learn more about me by going to my website at divinelovingfeelings.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More buttons. There's one under DC's picture and there's one under my picture. The one under DC's picture will take you to DC's website. So that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. The one under my picture will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. It's filled with information that I really resonated with, and you may find that you really resonate with it too. So you may just find what you are looking for. And now I'm supposed to be able to connect you with DC, and here we go. Okay, I pushed the button, DC. The little thing is spinning. Looking on it. Not sure why. It has to do so much. Okay, we're going to try it again. Okay, DC, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I was beginning to wonder. I thought, oh, my gosh, she's showing me she's connected, and she's not.
I was saying, Tony, Tony, rally round. Something's lost and must be found. I lost my connection to Barbara, and here we are. Okay, so a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer. I'm a Reiki master, an empath, and I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I am published in a few of their books. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. My connection with Joan is truly a divine connection, but it took me quite a while to realize that. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and when we did, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about our connection is that she left this beautiful door open, and others, you know, from the other side, they've walked through it. It has given me access to the most amazing mixture of divine source that I could possibly want to have. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences, I had a work background that was in law enforcement. So it really is, you know, a big difference between law enforcement and what I do now. But I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force I belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Okay, well, thank you, DC. Well, since I've already done my part, now we can hear the messages that we are going to be giving today. So, DC, what do you have for
us? Okay, the first thing I was guided to read is a little prayer. It's entitled Prayer for Releasing Fears and Worries, and it was written by Rachel Cooley, ATP. Dear God, angels and archangels, I call upon you now to please surround me with your love, light, and blessings in this moment. Please release from me all of my fears, worries, and concerns that do not serve me right now. Please replace them with your healing, love, light, protection, and blessings. Thank you so much. I am so grateful. Amen. And the next little, I got a couple of little messages this morning. The next message that I got was, in fact, from Jesus. And Jesus said, miracles are never withheld. However, everyone has free will to choose to accept them or not. So it's up to you. Are you willing to accept those miracles that are coming your way? Okay. And then I got another message from Archangel Michael. The lesson of the ascending and descending pyramid, known as the Merkaba, is a message of perfect balance between earth and sky. Archangel Michael tells us that the initiate who masters earth and sky, spirit and matter, body and mind, themselves becomes a true master, taking the time each day to focus on your diet, meditation, prayer, and exercise will help you triumph over the lessons that heaven and earth present to us in the form of obstacles. And we have a daily mantra, I celebrate the lessons that I have learned in my life. I rejoice in what they have taught me. And I have little Jackson, he's with me today, and he has a message for everyone as well, Barbara. He's saying, it's Thursday, and the possibilities are endless. So with that being said, yeah, he's a smart little guy. He's not quite two, but he's very smart. He's a very wise little soul. So now I have a message from Jesus. To find your purpose in life, you have to listen to your soul. Slow down. Be present. Live fully and connect with love and timeless wisdom. Your soul is resonating with eternal love. Start to live with intention and purpose and consciously make choices from your heart. Allow joy to be your guide. Express who you truly are and allow yourself to evolve spiritually. Envision the life you want to live. Fear less. Hope more. And keep believing. Beloveds, always trust your inner self to guide you. Go within to lift that self-imposed restriction that you have placed upon yourself. Practice compassion. Enjoy your journey back to your heart. And trust God and keep moving forward. Face every day with a positive attitude. Take refuge in the divine and allow your feelings to lead you to the awareness of your desires. Become like a child again. Recapture that childlike wonder. Put your heart, mind, and soul in all that you do. sometimes the heart is able to see what is invisible to the naked eye. Move forward in the direction of harmonious existence. The smallest decisions, they can change your life forever. There are no limits to what you can achieve. And remember, your happiness is not determined by what is around you. Your happiness is determined by what is within you. Let yourself be silently drawn by what you love. Heed the call of your heart. If your path is more difficult, it is because of your higher calling. Your soul is urging you to follow your purpose. Joy and bliss will lead you in the right direction. Honor your calling. Whatever you are passionate about, this is your calling. It is the reason that you are here. When you listen to the whispers of your heart, you will find true fulfillment. Bring love and light to the world. Go out into the world today and let your presence bring light to the hearts of others. As long as there is light, there is always hope. Hope will lead the way. Shine your light on all you meet and continue on your path, beloved ones, and shine brightly for others to see. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you, DC. Okay, now here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. My beloved, we want you to know that it is really your choice how you react to your own life, how you react to your own creation, how you react to getting what you expected. And we say that with a smile on our face as we realize that Barbara Grace has realized her expectations and what she is creating before these shows, and that she is experiencing what she is creating. And now she's learning to let it go. And that's true for each and every one of you in every situation. You always have a choice. And when you recognize that you are the one creating what you are experiencing in your life, you can choose to create something different. You can open up and let go. It's a choice that you always have. We are always with you, always, in every moment. You are never, ever alone. And we will assist you anytime you ask for our assistance. We want you to create a beautiful, amazing life where you are learning whatever it is you have decided to learn in this lifetime, where you are creating joy, magnificence, success, love, what your heart is calling out for. We truly want you to be happy. So don't ever think that we are too busy to deal with you. We're not. We always have time for you. Always. Always. And remember, when we answer your questions, which we do, and you understand the answer, then it becomes your responsibility to take the next step. We're not going to do the action for you. We will provide you with everything we possibly can. But it's up to you to actually take the next step. And we know that sometimes that is the most difficult part. It is when you know what you need to do that your brain, your ego, decides to come up with 1,001 reasons why you can't do it. And if you listen to your ego, you'll never take that next step. You'll never make that change. You'll never create what you truly desire. Remember, the ego is not you. You are so much more than the ego could ever be. The ego is just a part of this whole life plan, part of what makes it all interesting for you. There's nothing wrong with the ego. But it doesn't own you, and it doesn't rule you, and you do not have to follow it. You always have a choice within your own mind, within your own heart, within every aspect of your life. You always always have a choice. And we don't want you to forget that. No matter how your life is going or not going, no matter what you are experiencing, no matter what you might be afraid of, you always have a choice. And we are here for you. Remember that. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
My pleasure. Okay, now we've come to the part of the show where if you are in the chat room and you are logged in, you can type a question. If you are on the phone, you have pressed the number 1, and I think it tells you that you are in the queue or something like that when you press it. If you press it and it doesn't tell you anything, then you might want to press it again. Because on Tuesday, we had one of our callers who pressed, and they never got into the queue. So I want to make sure everybody understands how that works. Okay, our first caller is from area code 630. Hold on, let me push that.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Dion.
Say it again.
Dion.
Ah, okay. Oh, yes, Dion, you've called before. I remember you.
Yeah. Okay, so the last time I called, you told me that you released, like, some cords and then told me that, you know, because I was my question was in regards to love. And then you said that people would be coming in, which they did. Calling to see am I improving in that area? Have I been doing a good job?
Well, you are recognizing it, so that does show that you are moving forward, is what I'm hearing. But let's let DC tell you first, because that's the way it's supposed to work. So, DC.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dan, for calling us. It's just my honor to connect with you right now.
Thank you.
The first thing that I'm getting for you, hon, is that at this moment, you are really realizing, you know, something about relationships, how they could fulfill you both mentally, you know, spiritually and emotionally. And you're going to see, you know, you're seeing how these beautiful relationships give you the opportunity to express unconditional love. So I'm really getting, you know, like you're talking about, you know, you met someone. I feel like a heart and soul connection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, that you're able to totally and totally authentically align, you know, what your purpose in this relationship and to help it flourish, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm getting now, you know, for your part of this relationship, it's going to be about, like, how much that you can, you know, support this person, you know, and to help to fulfill, you know, fulfill them in the relationship. But I'm also getting, okay, I'm hearing, like, you know, levels of security and happiness. Okay, so It can be a beautiful relationship, but it all depends on how much that you both put into it, Dan, okay? And you can only put in what you could put in, and, you know, that other person has to do the same as well. So Spirit is saying maintain your independent and your enthusiastic spirit, and I'm getting, you know, your desires are manifesting for you. So allow them to stay, keep you stay, you know, to help you to stay empowered. Is that what I'm getting?
Wow,
and
okay.
I am getting off.
I didn't know it was that serious.
Well, I mean, it isn't yet. I mean, this is what you're asking. This is what it could be if you both put in what's supposed to be put in, Dan, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to be a little bit more patient. You've got to be optimistic. And I'm getting it. You've got an amazing personality. You're very dynamic, and you're outgoing. And you sort of, like, you know, your beautiful personality is sort of a lucky charm. Okay? Now, is
wow,
this gentleman... Is this gentleman mm-hmm. that you're connected with, I'm getting the word young. Is he, like, younger chronologically, or does he act younger? Because I'm getting young, and I don't understand, you know, if it's a chronological and age thing or just, like, his spirit. Is he acting younger?
Actually, younger than I am.
Okay.
He,
so what I'm getting
and,
for you, you got to watch, because even though this person is, like, really great and everything, on the flip side of it, his energy at times could become, like, a little bit restless and temperamental, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's very energetic. He too, is, you know, he's very optimistic. He's intelligent. But at times he gets, like, a little bit restless is what I'm getting. Okay? So you've just got to, you know, take it slow. So depending on, like, what you both put into it, okay?
Yeah, he doesn't really put much effort into it.
Okay, well, that's...
like, unless
that's
I'm, like, right in front of his face. But that's okay. At least I'm out meeting people. It's...
Right.
I'm not in a hurry to get into a relationship, so it can be tumultuous or whatever. Like, I only want what is mine, and I get up every morning and I pray to God that he brings me my divine mate, who will become my husband.
Okay, and that's what I'm getting. I'm getting divine... there's a divine spirit, like an energy around you,
mm-hmm.
and this person, he's going to be, you know, like sort of like your mirrored opposite. You both have that beautiful God-goddess energy. So now is the time for you, Deanne. You know, the angels are saying you're holding on to something, like some kind of old that you're holding on to. You've got to let it go for things to change for you, okay? There's going
I'm
to be new experience.
What?
Some... I don't know if it's old habits. I'm getting the word old. So you're holding on to something old. It could be habits. Okay? And these habits, they really need to be changed at this time. So, you know, let the angels and let the universe bring you those new experiences that, you know, are going to be really fulfilling for you. They're going to be very positive. Okay, so the old that you're holding on to, I'm getting the word old again, needs to be replaced with the new. Okay? And
okay.
I'm getting at times, hon, you don't show your true self. You're not yourself. And the angels are saying, Dan, just be yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, in and around, like, your home environment. I'm getting, you know, the art of feng shui. So if you're not familiar with that, please Google it. It's about, like, how you place certain objects, like, in a room, okay, to really bring in the
mm-hmm.
beautiful energy.
Yeah.
So the angels are saying, you know, like, really, like, look into that to enhance your home, okay?
Okay.
It will help, like, in all different areas of your life. But put out like that, you know, that request to the universe, to the angels, that you want to be, you know, with your divine spirit, you know, soulmate, that you want to connect with them. And stay positive and believe in yourself, and I'm getting a letter D around you. I don't know if that's someone that will help you or the person coming in is going to be a D, but I'm getting a D name.
Yeah. I have somebody who I talked to, the letter D, who has been helping me, guide me towards my mate, too.
Okay. And is it a man?
It is.
Okay, because I do see a man, and that's what's my, like, next... little message, that he is going to be very, very happy, you know, to help you, and he's going to assist you immensely. He has so much wisdom, you know, to bring, okay? Please be open to his guidance, and I'm getting, you know, through you, you know, allowing him to come in and help you, you're going to see how your life goes into an exciting new direction, Deanne, okay?
Okay.
So it sounds amazing, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, okay? So just know that
you're on
a journey of discovery, and when it happens, you better put on your seatbelt because you're going to go for one heck of a ride.
Awesome. Thank
okay?
You.
Put that seatbelt on, girlfriend, before you down the road there in that car. Put that seatbelt on. All right, Barbara.
Okay, Deanne. The first thing I'm getting is that I'm hearing the song Love is in the Air. So I've been hearing that ever since you came on the phone. So it must apply to you because it wasn't in my head before. Okay. And I also keep hearing the word relax. that you just need to relax and just take it one moment at a time. Don't worry about anything. Don't have any apprehensions about it. Just relax. And so while Jesus is giving you his message, there's a group of angels that are already working on you, and they're moving energy through you. So I'm not sure exactly what it is they're clearing out. It might be the old thing that DC was talking about. But if you're feeling kind of weird, that's the reason why. Okay. Here we go. My beloved, it is your time. It is your time to have a life that you enjoy, to be happy, to know you are loved, to open up to that love. The love you are opening up to right now is the love that you have for yourself, because that is the important foundation of all loving relationships. We are helping you to really open your heart to you, to accept you, to know that no matter what, whether you have anyone else in your life or not, you are loved and you deserve it because you're wonderful. And then from that firm foundation of self-love, all of the other love come into being. Now you are recognizing that this relationship is not necessarily going as you had expected. Expected it to go. And again, that word expected is coming up. Just as Barbara Grace is realizing her expectations are playing a part in her electronics and how they are behaving on Tuesday and Thursday morning, when every other morning they are doing fine, she is learning to let go of those expectations, and we want you to let go of your expectations. Because this is not going to be as you expect. So let go of the need to expect anything and just live in the moment. Accept what is. That is the most important thing that you can ever do. Because when you accept what is, you open it up to allowing it to change. People fight very hard not to accept things. They think that if they accept it, then they are destined to be stuck in it. But the truth is, it's when you accept it that you actually have the freedom. So accept it. Accept him. Accept everyone exactly as they are. And accept yourself. And then you have the freedom to move forward in your life in whatever way you choose. Know that you are loved. We are expanding your heart even now, expanding that beautiful chakra, opening you up more and more to love. And don't worry, you can never have too much love. Love is who you are. Love is what life is all about. And you are opening up the love. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Wow, thank you so much. I feel so enlightened. I really appreciate that, ladies.
You are so welcome. And don't forget to just relax and have fun.
Yeah, isn't it funny how we forget to just relax?
I know.
And I have been working on cleaning up my old habits, and I have realized that there are things that I do need to change about myself, and I have been implementing those changes. So I thank you for the confirmation on that.
Well, good. And I think you'll find that things get easier is the word that popped into my mind. So based on what the angels are doing with you right now, so they'll be with you for at least a couple of days making adjustments to you. So just relax and let go. Okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day, ladies.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, and I don't know which was first. The first one, let's see, that was it. Okay, we're going to our next caller from area code 510.
Good morning, this is Leanne. It's Leanne.
Good morning. How are
Hello,
you?
Leanne.
Hello, DC. Hello, Barbara. Thank you again for always showing up right on time. And I'm just open to whatever new messages are there for me. A lot has been transpiring and in sync with the last sessions or messages you've given. So I want to say thank you. And, my life is really about trust and inspiration. And I'm truly grateful. And anything that comes through, I would receive and welcome.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, the first thing that I'm getting is I'm seeing pennies from heaven, and it's a message from Ginger. She's saying, Leanne, you're manifesting financial abundance into your life right now. And she's saying, girlfriend, it's not chump change, okay? So just, you know, keep the faith and know that the universe is with you, and just keep doing what you're doing. You know, serve that soul purpose. And as you do, you're going to see that everything that you're needing is going to be there for you, okay? And not only will you receive, you know, like financial abundance, I'm getting, you know, it's going to affect every aspect of your life. It's going to affect the spiritual aspect of your life, the emotional aspect of your life, and it's just going to be amazing. So you've just got to, you know, you've got to make sure that you keep your life in sync, keep it in balance, both your personal and, you know, your work life. You've got to make sure, okay? And I'm getting the letter I around you. So someone is coming in. It could be a first name or a last name. I'm not sure which. But the letter I is going to be significant on this journey, Leanne, okay?
Okay.
Where you are presently. And what I'm getting, you know, like the 31st and everything, we had that beautiful moon, and the energy is with us for at least 4 months. And the energy of that moon is telling you, you've got to trust your intuition. Even if it seems like crazy what you're getting, don't worry about it. Just go with it, okay? Do not second-guess yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Because, it really is something that you've got to listen to.
Okay.
Ginger is saying, yeah, Leanne, you might feel like this, you know, like this butterflies in your stomach, or she's saying it could be me, and I'll be putting your finger in a light socket if you don't listen. I'll zap you, girlfriend, because you really need to follow this, what you're getting, she's saying, because when you end up, she's saying, you're going to see this road leads to success, Leanne.
Okay.
So you are on the road to success.
Okay.
What else am I getting? What is she showing me? Okay, Mother Mary is coming in, and just as the other caller was talking about, you know, not taking time to relax, to have fun and everything, you have to make a little bit of time to take care of that beautiful inner child, little Leanne, okay?
Okay.
Because she's been saying, Leanne, how come you're not playing with me? All you do is work. When are we going to play? So she, you know, she's really demanding your attention. She's stomping her feet, Leanne. Okay. You've got to, you know, you've got to take time, and you've got to let little Leanne know that, yes, we will do something fun, you know, and you're not going to hold it off any longer, that you will do something fun with little Leanne.
Okay?
What am I getting? Let me see what they're showing me. Okay. So I have an affirmation for you. I succeed at everything I put my mind to. Okay, and I'm just seeing, like, legal documents, so I don't know if that means anything to you, but I'm getting...
Yeah,
you know,
it actually does. There's one coming through right now that's getting finalized.
Yeah, and it's going to be finalized, and it's in your favor. Yep?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
And
yeah,
I'm also getting, there could be, like, a career change for you as well.
Yeah, my whole life is a career change after this illness, so, yeah, this is what's... It's given
yeah.
me. It's not traditional as we, yeah, you got it. It's affirmed. That's an affirmation, just knowing that
okay.
what I'm
so
here.
Ginger's
is,
saying,
yeah.
girlfriend, expect your dreams to come true, okay?
Okay.
She's saying, don't be afraid. Dream those dreams. And she's saying everything that you've been hoping for is going to become your reality.
Mm.
So just go for it, okay? And I'm also getting that, you know, there's going to be some kind of a new, like a business venture for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have what it takes, Leanne, to fulfill this. And Ginger's saying, affirm I am rich beyond my wildest dreams. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting is that opportunity that was given to Dion to have that group of angels work with her, moving the energy through, opening her heart more and more to love, is available to anyone who is listening, and all you have to do is say yes. Okay, that's what they wanted me to get out there. So anyone who's listening, and it doesn't matter if you're listening to the show while it's going on or if you're listening to the recording, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is say yes. And they will work with you on that same heart-expanding, loving, beautiful energy. All right.
Mm.
Here is what Jesus wants to say to you. Hold on. Let me get back into my whatever it is I get into. Beloved one, you know that you are creating a new life for yourself. Things are changing in so many different ways in so many different areas of your life. And this is a part of your growth, your evolution. And it is wonderful that you are willing to embrace this change. We want you to continue to keep your arms open to lovingly accept what comes. Because you know that fighting never allows you to win. It just lets what you are fighting stay in your life longer than it would normally have been there. So don't fight. Even if you get tempted to fight, and we do see that there are times when you are tempted, but let it go. Just let it go. Because you know in your heart that you deserve a wonderful, fabulous, magnificent life. And that is what you are creating. That is what you are allowing. That is what you are opening up to. So just take some nice, deep breaths every day and reaffirm that you deserve more. You deserve to have your life get better and better every day. You deserve it. This is your life, and you deserve more. And there is no limit to how wonderful your life can be. So even when you think, oh my gosh, this is as wonderful as it's going to get, it can get more and more wonderful. And you deserve it. And we want you to remember that and accept it and live it. And allow it. This is your life. And it is just going to get better and better and better. As it should. Okay. That's what he wanted to tell you.
Wow. Circle for me and moving forward. Wow. Whew. Thank you. Ooh, yeah, everything's just right there, too, so I feel it. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And have a good time. You are going to have a good
time.
Yeah,
fun. yeah, that's kind of the shift. It's like, guess what, that child that DC was talking about? Yes, and thank you so much. And yes, I deserve it, and we all deserve it. So I share this, what I do to lift all of us up, because in doing that, that'll lift me. So thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you both.
Thanks for calling.
God bless.
You too, sweetie. Okay. We have a question from the chat room, and it is from Queen. And Queen says, first of all, I should say hi, Queen. Okay, Queen says, she would love to get a message on travel and opulence. Oh, that just feels so good. Okay, DC, what are you getting, Queen, on travel and opulence? receive. Are you muted?
I'm Barbara. Yes, I was. Oh, I don't know what happens. I am just getting something good is coming, Queen. I feel like, you know, there's a synergy of energy that you have within you, and it's going to point you in different directions. Okay? But I'm getting for right now that you've got to sort of relax a little bit more. And I know you said, like, you know, travel, but this is a time right now, like, as we are connecting, that there's sort of like a block around you. And you've got to relax a little bit. You've got to meditate. I don't know if it's, you know, warm enough to get outside, Queen. Okay? And the angels are saying, you know, don't take on any additional responsibilities. They are talking about upcoming travel. Yes, you're going to travel. Okay? Just seek out your truth and don't let anyone else, you know, get in there and change your mind. But I do see, I see like a ship. So I don't know, are you thinking by going by water or over, you know, over the water somewhere to a faraway place? Okay? Queen, there's going to be good news coming to you, and it's going to come from many sources. And if you're holding on to anything old, like old kind of work that you did, old kind of dreams, you've got to just get rid of them and make room for the new. And please, you know, feel the joy within your heart, you know, that everything that you're asking for is here, because that's going to be the key. Don't let anxiety or apprehension come in and change anything for you, Queen. I'm getting, you know, after that time of rest, there's going to be so much good coming in your life. And I'm getting financial rewards as well. So there's going to be a lot of, like, beautiful possibilities coming to you. And I'm getting, like, something is going to suddenly change. So expect changes. And if you've, you know, been needing money, I'm getting, you know, I see, like, Ginger showing me all these financial avenues are opening up to you, Queen. Okay? So just be aware, you know, like, if you're holding on to anything negative or anything old, you've got to get rid of it. And expect, you know, for all the beautiful, you know, energy to come in, into your life, Queen. Okay, and that's all I got, Barbara. I didn't get anything else.
Okay. All right. First, Queen, I am seeing this amazing energy that is flowing through you. And again, I'm seeing this, it looks like beautiful fabric just fluttering in the breeze. Okay, so there's a group of angels working on you right now, even as we talk, but you already know that. Okay, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved one, you can travel the world. You do travel the world. You especially travel at night while you're sleeping. You are always going to far-off lands and experiencing wonderful, healing, beautiful experiences in your dreams. And it is time for you to start experiencing those beautiful experiences while you are awake. But yes, we do see you traveling. We see you interacting with people in other countries. People who will see your beauty and your wisdom, who will want to learn, who will be willing to sit at your feet and hear the things you want to share. And you will help them to open up to their own lives, open up to their own potentials and possibilities. And you know that opulence is your birthright. You've always known that. And it is just going to flow into your life more and more and more. So be open to it. New adventures are coming your way. And of course, they will not be what you expect. So, as we have told everyone else about expectations, let them go into receiving. Even though you don't know what exactly it is you're going to receive, be open to it. Allow it. Know that it is for your highest good. This is a beautiful time in your life. Stand in that beauty, in that love, in that power. Stand in that truth of who you are and let everything else go. We are with you. You are loved. Okay. That is what he wanted to say to you. Always takes me a minute to come back after one of Queen's things. let's see. And she's responding. Let's see. Yes, other countries, boats, ships. Yes, new adventure accepted. Letting go of old ways, CC. I give thanks and love to both. Okay. So she's apparently very happy with the message. And now Gemini Moon, who's in the chat room, would also like a message. And then we are going to go to Helena. So Helena, hang in there. All right. So DC Gemini Moon would like to know what kind of messages you are getting for her. DC, are you muted again?
Yep, here I am. What I'm getting for Gemini Moon is the angel of luck is here just for you today. And this beautiful angel has amazingly happy news. She's saying good luck is coming, you know, to you. Are you open now to receiving it? So the more that you open your heart, your mind, and your soul to receive this beautiful energy, the more you're going to be able to manifest. Okay, so please, you know, allow this beautiful angel to come into your life and help you manifest what you have been wanting. I'm getting four-leaf clovers around you. You're going to have a lot of amazing luck. Things get better. Your finances are improving. And as we know, you know, what we think about is what we create. So make sure that you keep those thoughts positive, okay? It'll go a long way. And I'm getting all these little hearts, like, all around. And the message is do what you love and the money's going to follow. So you've got to make sure that you remain open-minded about everything, you know, that is happening right now. Okay. Let me see what I have here. Okay. So what I'm getting, you know, things may have been a little bit crazy. They may have been, you know, a little bit unstable. But this is the time to get rid of the old and welcome in the new. It's time to rethink, rebuild. And when you do, I'm getting, this is a beautiful time of rebirth. There's going to be inspiration. It's just going to be totally, totally amazing. The divine is with you. So ask, you know, ask the divine. Make me a channel of, you know, for divine creativity. And, you know, ask to be used, you know, for the higher will, and you're going to see how the miracles unfold for you. It's going to be beautiful. You have amazing insight. You have amazing vision. And you can, you know, use all those beautiful gifts to go beyond the ordinary and to manifest the extraordinary. At this time, please make sure that whatever you're getting intuitively, take it seriously, maybe even write it down. What you dream at night has like beautiful significance as well. So keep a dream journal. Before you get out of bed, try to remember, you know, what you dreamed and then write that down in a dream journal. So all you have to do now is be open to receiving. And you're going to gather this beautiful, powerful information that is going to help you manifest what you have been wanting. And, Barbara, that's what I have.
Wonderful. And Gemini says, beautiful DC, thank you. Oh, that is wonderful. You are so confirming. I just have to commit. So she's definitely listening to what you're saying. Okay, here is what Jesus wants to say to you, Gemini Moon. Beloved one, you are on this amazing path, and it is the path that you have chosen in life. And we know that sometimes you have difficulty with committing. We want you to let go of that belief. Let go of the belief that it is difficult for you to commit. Let go of the belief that you aren't supposed to commit, that it is your astrological sign that says you are never supposed to make a commitment or be comfortable with the commitment or any other beliefs that say commitments are bad. We want you to let that go. And if you're willing to let it go, just say yes, and the angels will help you right now in this moment to just let that go. Because what you are committing to is basically you. You are saying that you love and value yourself. You love and value yourself enough to do what is right for yourself in every moment. That is all you are saying. You are not, you know, making a vow before God that you will be a particular way forever and ever. And if you stray from the path, then you might be punished. We would never ask you to make a promise like that. We know that people are often making promises like that, but it is not because we are asking for it. We want you to make a commitment to yourself, to your own growth, to your own love, to your own life, to your own creation. We want you to value you. That is what we want you to commit to. So this commitment is not something that you will have to struggle with or suffer with. It is not some huge boulder you are taking upon your shoulders. It is an opening of your heart. It is an act of love for you. We have each made a commitment to be here for you. We do it out of love. And we simply ask that you commit to being here for you. And that you do it out of love. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing more beautiful than love. So open your heart. Open your mind. Open yourself to accepting your own life. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. And we love you. Okay, Gemini Moon, that's what he wanted to tell you. Oh, and you've been typing. Okay. Wow, the energy is shifting as you are speaking. Barbara, have such chills. Thank you. I'm in tears. You so touched my heart. You know, it's really amazing how we can receive when we just allow it, whatever the energy is that is being sent to us, when we just allow it to come in. And it just, it's just amazing. Okay, now you're going to have me in tears, so I'm just going to go to our next caller so I don't have to cry now. All right, Helena, let's see if it'll let you in. There you are.
Now you're going to cry because I'm such a pain.
You are not a pain, and I love you. So go ahead.
I love you too. I'm wondering if you could give me an answer. There's a voice class I'm taking on Valentine's Day, which is such a lovely day to take it. And the teacher's going to, like, just have 8 people sing. The rest of the people will audit. And this guy, he's like God in that I feel it with him. He's so attached to the music, and he's really high up in the industry. So here's my conundrum. I really haven't been practicing, nor have I been working with any vocal coach lately. So any music I bring is going to be outdated. I might have to scramble to see if someone can help me. And I'm just wondering if it might be better for me to just listen or to see if I can... or see if I can get to one of the spots where I could sing. I'm pretty sure that I'm registered way early, so I might be eligible, or I don't know if it's getting there first or how they're working it. But the bottom line is I'm wondering from my end what's the wise move to do here.
Oh, Helena, you are so funny. Your guidance saying, but singing is who you are. It's your heart. Why are you questioning your heart? Go and sing. You know that's what you're there for. Why are you asking these questions? You know what's right for you. But I'm going to let DC tell you what she's getting.
Yes. Lena, thank you for calling in. I was thinking about you, and I'm so happy that you called in.
Oh, thank you.
And I started off, like Barbara was trying to get me connected, you know, with the show, and I had St. Anthony come in. And the message for you is, too, you have to say, Tony, Tony, rally round. Something's lost and must be found. You've got to reconnect with those dreams and desires that you had for so long. Hey, this is the time for you to speak your truth, Alita, okay? You can do it in a positive way. So you are meant to sing. You know, everybody's going to love, you know, is going to love you, okay? So you've got a little something going on in the throat chakra because you haven't been speaking your truth.
Yeah.
You've got to stay focused. You've got to stay grounded and, you know, stay connected with your dreams. And the more, you know, that you appreciate everything that you have, the better your life is going to become. But this is your time. This is not a time to be afraid. Okay?
Okay.
And Ginger, she's with you, okay. And, you know, Joan is with you, and they're saying, God doesn't like a coward. Sing. They want you to sing as well. They're going to be there. You're going to connect with that beautiful personal power that you have, you know, and you're going to empower yourself, Alina, and then you're going to empower others. Okay? And Ginger's saying, girl, don't give up until your miracle occurs. You know, why did, you know, when and where did you give away your power? It's time to take it back. Okay? So there are a couple cords that need to be cut around you. And that may be why that, you know, that you're asking these questions. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over now to Barbara. And, of course, Archangel Michael, and they're going to help you to, you know, to figure out what those blockages are that you have. Like I said, it's in the throat chakra because you're not speaking your truth. And then you're going to have, you know, you're going to be empowered. And you're going to change your reality, Helena, and you're going to just go for it. And your dreams, you know, and your wishes are coming true, okay? So please have faith, Helena, and now I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Okay. So earlier I told everyone that there's a group of angels ready to work with everyone who's listening, and all you have to do is say yes, and it will help you to clear out the clutter in your heart. So, Helena, they want you to say yes.
Yes.
Okay. And let's see, Archangel Michael is here, and he's using his industrials strength chakra cleaner.
Thank you.
So that's
thank you. Thank
going
you.
Through you now too. Oh, especially around your throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. And here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, you have come so far. You have been making these changes. You have been opening up to your life. And you have been seeing a difference. Do not go back to that frightened little child hiding in the corner with the blanket over her head. You have so much to share with the world, and you know it. This is the opportunity to share it. You never know what kind of impact you are going to have on anyone in any moment. So never, ever stop letting your light shine. You have a beautiful, beautiful, joyous, open, embracing heart. Accept that and live from it. And let everything else go. And we do mean everything else. You are no longer who you used to be. Don't go back there. You are moving forward with your life. You are moving forward on this beautiful journey. You are becoming more and more and more and more and more in every moment. Allow that. Let your heart be open more and more and more. And don't worry, there's no limit. There's no limit when it comes to love. This is an opportunity for you to grow, to sing, to grow. Why would you question whether or not you should do it? You know who you are. you know what music means to you, and you know how important it is for you to express. Let yourself be the truth of who you are, and let go of everything else, because it's not important. Allow yourself to go and to sing and to shine and to be you. And don't waste any time worrying about whether you have the right music, whether you've done this right or you've done that right, or it's been so long and I'm out of practice and blah, 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 blah. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Okay, that's what he wanted to hear.
Okay, that's big. God, thank you.
And Helena, I have to tell you, my little grandson Jackson is here. I'm babysitting. While Barbara was giving you the message, he was singing amen.
Thanks.
And Callie, they're both almost two. Our little Callie, our dog here, she was just, she had her nose up against the phone, and she's saying, Helena, go with the flow. This is divine timing. So that's her first message to anyone.
Oh, I'm honored. Me and kids and animals.
Yeah. So she just, I'm like, Kelly, what are you doing? She had her nose like right against the phone there. She was listening to your voice. Yeah, and her first message, you know, go with the flow. This is divine timing.
Wow. This guy.
And she wants
really...
you to release any struggle that you're holding on to in regard to creating what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're the first person that really connected with your energy. Oh, my goodness.
I'm really happy about that. Thank you, Kelly Dog. What would you recommend as far as releasing the struggle?
The angels are working on it right now.
Oh,
you
cool.
have already
okay.
started.
And you know what? Also, not only are the angels, we have Rivers and Ginger, and they're squeezing the crap out of you, Helena. They're going to squeeze that struggle right out of you.
Well, I'm grateful.
If you feel like something goes pop, it's Ginger and Joan. They're getting the struggle right out of you, girlfriend.
Cool.
And they say once that struggle is gone, make room for miracles, okay?
Yes.
Make room for miracles. And then you have to affirm, I am now in balance and flow, because you are.
Thank you.
And Helena, they really want you to understand that when it comes to that guy, and you think about that guy, and you think about how wonderful he is, and blah, 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 and all the things that you've said about him, remember, you are equal to him.
Oh, that's a big one. But
that is.
And Jesus is coming in too, and he's saying, Helena, through me, you have a direct connection with heaven. So, you know, you're just as big and as powerful as anybody else, Helena. Don't forget that.
Okay. Wow.
All right. There's a bunch of stuff shifting in you right now.
Good.
Yes. And Ginger's saying shift happens, Helena.
So remember, if anything comes up, it's coming up so that it can leave, not so that you can hang on to it. So just let go.
Okay. All right. Gosh, thank you both. That was pretty amazing.
Well, thank you for calling in. We've missed you. Yes, we've missed you, Helena.
Thank you. Thanks much. Thank you so much. Missed you guys. And thanks to Kelly the dog.
Kelly. Yep, her reading. So she's been listening to Barbara, you know, and gaining all of that knowledge, she's saying.
And now she gets
to
go
like
out and apply.
Give a couple readings here and
this is cool.
Oh, what
this
happened?
Is very cool. What? Oh, did Barbara disappear?
No, oh, no, little Jackson was saying something. But he was talking to Minion, so I don't know what the message was for you, Helena.
Well, tell him thank you, too, because we both.
Okay.
All right. Lots of love and big thanks.
You're welcome. And knock him over. Let him just go, wow, you are amazing, because you are.
Thanks.
Okay. And I expect to hear a great report about this.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You can do it. You can do it. You can
all
do
right.
it.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling,
thanks.
Please.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Okay. DC, we have come to the end of the show. Any
awesome. What a beautiful show. What beautiful energy. Right, Jackson? Yeah, did you enjoy the show listening to Auntie Barbara? Yeah? Tell her. He's shaking his head, uh-huh. Even though you can't see it, he's shaking his head there. But he can't believe he's crying. He said, he can't believe it's the end of the show, Auntie Barbara.
You go do something fun with him and make him happy. And
we
will be back next Tuesday. And I'll be on Answers to Life's Questions tomorrow. And it's funny, now my computer just completely wiped itself out. So it really must be the end. Okay.
You have a great rest of your day, Barbara. And Jackson and I and Kelly send our love.
Okay. And I accept it and send some back to you.
Say bye, Jackson. Bye-bye, everybody. We love you.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And we will talk to you again next week. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.